And we're back with Worship Factory Radio on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrien with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had the privilege to listen to More Than Ever by the most amazing gospel group probably in the world. Take Six. Take Six is in the house.
Thank you very much.
So exciting.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to that voice. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That was, that's the tenor, by the way, of Take Six.
In my next life.
Alvin Chia, by the way, is in studio with us in Worship Factory. The bass. The bass. That's a T-H, capital T-H-E, bass. No doubt about it. Without probably one of the most recognized voices in the world as a bass. Alvin Chia, we are so blessed and honored to have you in our studio. Thank you.
With believers. Praise God. Good to be here.
Well, we want to pick your brain.
Pick away my head.
We want to pick your brain. Let's start with the beginning.
Yes.
It all started back in college.
Yeah.
I
met the guys in college, Oakwood College in Huntsville, Alabama, and it was just another campus group. There were so many groups, in fact, that when I got there, all the basses were already singing with other groups.
Wow.
I was just the next guy on the assembly line, and it's been a wonderful ride.
Take Six. Wow. And so Huntsville, Alabama to, what, 20, you know, probably 12 Grammys later,
got
20 Dove Awards.
Six boys from Alabama. It's not bad. We've done our well.
When did you guys move out?
I came out right after all the earthquakes came out here, but to California. But Take Six got together in 1980. I joined them in 85.
Okay. And I just have to say, I know I mentioned this in the other segment, but I grew up with Take Six. The Winans, Take Six, and first time our paths ever crossed, I'm like, oh my gosh, do you know who that is? I was a little starstruck, and my first date, you know, he knew I loved Take Six, so he took me to go see your concert. So you have a warm place in my heart, Mr. Alvin Chia.
Big spender. I like this guy.
Yeah.
Well, Christian even better, probably,
yeah,
it sounds
absolutely.
Like.
Yeah.
I have so much in my head. I don't even know where to begin. Where do you want to start as far as your career? I mean, because you've got a lot going on. You've got studio stuff. You've got your Take Six stuff. You've got your bass lines book.
Yeah. God has been very, very, he's in the blessing business. He's still on his throne.
Right?
And I'm blessed every day. I wake up and I have to check the calendar because I don't know literally what I'm going to be doing, where I'm going that day. My wife just looks at my calendar. She's like, are you going to be in town? You know, but it's been a real blessing. I tell my son all the time, who happens to be here, just, you know, whatever they're hiring for, that's what you say you can do.
Right.
You figure it out by the time you get there.
That was my other question. How often do those different parts of your life cross or conflict? I mean, do you come across that often?
The guys are really, really, understanding everything works together. I will be the first to say, because I'm in Take Six, I get a lot of opportunities, you know, and I never put those in front of that. I realize that's my priority. Every once in a while when I am just fed up with the guys and that's it, I'm done, no more, I'm tired of the road.
Years on the road.
I realize this is my purpose, you know. I was going to law school for a while there and was sitting in class and realize this is not my purpose, you know. I'm probably 30th from the top of my class in this one little school in this big planet, but I'm one of two guys that can do what I do on the face of the earth singing with Take Six.
Right? Mm.
And so stay to your purpose. So that's a lesson that I've learned over the years.
Well, one of the purposes we have this show is to encourage Christians in the industry, to pray for them. Mm-hmm. What can we pray for you about?
That God will continue to have keep us relevant in this day and age. You know, you can get off course and you can find yourself chasing the hit or chasing the trend of the industry. But what is God intended for your ministry? What is He intended for your life? What is the fire that that He intends for you to be able to share? Continue to make me transparent so that His light shines through me. So I just pray that people continue to support Take Six in our ministry, support us and with our family life, all of the things that people don't see that go into doing this all these years.
Now, having the notoriety that you do have, I'm sure has put you in amazing opportunities as far as, do you ever have the opportunity to share your faith with any?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it just really comes with the territory. We're good friends with Stevie Wonder, and there's been many times that he's pulled us backstage and said, you know, if I could do what it is that you do, I would do it in a second. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has a spiritual hunger and a light that shines through his life. Mm-hmm. Even though he's singing secular music,
right,
he's got a connection, and that's very, very obvious.
I want to read a quote that just jumped off the page to me. This is Quincy Jones, and this is his quote. "After being in showbiz for over 50 years, I've learned to always leave space for God to come into the room. Mm-hmm. Bass Lines does just that." He's talking about your book. "It shows the beauty of what can happen when you leave space in your career and life for God's leading."
Wow.
That was a blessing. Quincy is another person who has just been an amazing icon and person that we really looked up to. There are many people, Christian and non-Christian, who have just have huge footprints. And when they touch a project or when they're in the room, you just feel their presence that have come. And we've tried to represent excellence every time we put out a project, to the point now where we get calls right around Grammy election time, nomination time. "Did you guys put out anything? Because if you put out anything, it's got to be considered."
Yeah.
So it's a real, real blessing. It's a real blessing to have that from your peers.
You know, talking about that Bass Lines, what we'd like to do is, if it's okay with you, Rod, we'd like to maybe talk about giving one of those books away. I mean, it's obviously the number one.
Great idea.
Baseline. I don't know how he came up with that, but anyway, we'd like to do something. We're at Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and what we'd like to do with worshipfactory.net is have you get connected. We'd like to get you online, get connected, sign up. And we're talking about 100, the first 100th, right?
We're almost at 100 members. So we'd like for that 100th member to get a gift, a copy of Bass Lines. And let's sweeten it a little bit. We've got two books. So I'd like to throw out the idea of having somebody answer a question, a trivia question about our good friend Albert.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's a great idea. In fact, what I'd like to know from the listeners real quick is obviously Take Six has many Grammys. We'd like to know from the listener, the first listener that can tell us online, that what is their first Grammy and what was it for Take Six? And even what year was that?
Yeah. Now, what you got to do if you're a signed up member is go to the contact page, and there's a form there you can fill out to submit questions. In there, you put that name of that song in the year, and you got yourself a copy of Bass Lines.
Ooh, and maybe we can get Alvin Chia to actually autograph it for you, too. That'd be really cool.
I actually have a quick story about that. This isn't going to give away the answer, but that first project, the one that we did not win, we got nominated for 3 Grammys that first year, the one that we did not win was the one I'm the most proud of, because it was the first time a Christian record had been nominated, Christian Act had been nominated for Best New Artist.
Woo!
And it showed the arrival of
our
art form.
Way cool.
And it ushered that our music, our message can go shoulder to shoulder with anything that's out there. We didn't win it. Tracy Chapman won everything that year. But praise God, it showed our art form was there.
Yeah. And on a personal level, can I just say this? I don't even think I've told you this. My last 2 years have been really tumultuous.
Wow.
And one of the songs that have come over and over to my head is your Take Six, "Come unto me, all."
Oh, praise
and
God.
It's that scripture. Mm-hmm. And every time I get all lost in my little stress zone, mm-hmm. that song, God sings that song praise to God. Me. And so thank you for personally
You're welcome.
Letting yourself be used by God. Praise thank you. God.
Well, we're going to keep Alvin around. In fact, we want to talk more about Breath of Life and Worship Center, and also Breath of Life, the music that they're doing, and your website, and all that stuff on the next segment. But you know, being fitting for Memorial Day weekend, we would love you if you would so honor us and giving us a little bit of God Bless America out of this segment. If you
sure,
and Monique
absolutely.
And maybe perhaps Rod Schreckengaust and company would give us a little rendition of God Bless America for those vets and families out there.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
From the mountains to the prairie to the ocean wide with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God
Worship Factor Radio, KKLA 99.5 FM.